Now, this slide here is in a way like a summary slide, and the purpose of this slide is to tell you or sensitize you to the benefits that different interaction styles provide. Some of them we've already alluded, other things are going to be new a little bit in terms of how they're framed and put forth, and so I encourage you to think about them and also to ask questions when we meet on Thursday. So the first one we have is direct manipulation. The purpose or the key benefit of having an interface where you can directly manipulate with icons or objects, move them around, click on them, and so on, is that it reduces the short-term memory load. What does that mean? It means you don't have to remember what something is, you just have to recognize it. So the whole point is, okay, if I want to open a folder hierarchy, I need to click on the folder icon. So as long as I recognize that, that then lets me do certain tasks or perform certain actions. Similarly with the save icon and so on. Next, a interaction benefit of immediate feedback is that it makes it easy to reverse your actions. So the cost of making a quote-unquote mistake is very low because it immediately changes, you can reverse, and the thing recomputes very rapidly. Hopefully. So if you can support immediate feedback, that makes it much easier for the user to explore and to take chances. Link displays, if you have multiple displays that show the data in different ways, allow you to show more of the data and many more dimensions. The animated shift of focus lets people be able to track the object, or what's called object constancy, and in that way you can also increase information density. And this, a cone tree is a good example of that. They're using 3D and animated shifts so that you can bring things from the back into the foreground and you don't lose track of what has moved and where it's moving to. So this is a good example of offloading work from the cognitive, having to think about it, to the perceptual system, that we're very good at tracking animations. We're very good at doing that. That comes effortlessly to us. Dynamic sliders, we saw that in the Starfield display, lets you reduce errors. What does that mean? Since the sliders update based on what you've selected, either in the display or in another control, it only lets you select data that's actually there, so you have less chance of making an error. Semantic zooming, we haven't really talked so much about, it's been pointed to in different instances. The key idea of semantic zooming is, as you move closer to a data item, you get more information about it. So an example would be, you have a small little icon indicating that it's an image, but you can't see the image, and maybe you have a small text fragment that tells you something about the image. When you zoom in, suddenly you get a thumbnail, so you can get an idea of the image. Then as you get closer, you get a richer image, and more detail becomes available to you. Now what that does is it lets you navigate data structure more effectively. Then we have focus and context, which we've talked about quite a bit, and this is also again a way to let you navigate. And what this O and then these brackets log, a brackets N, close brackets, means is the key takeaway here is you can cover a certain amount, you can cover distance more rapidly than if you were to do it linearly. You can, in a way, it's like a more powerful transmission gear on a bicycle. You know, you make one rotation, and rather than it taking you only 10 feet, this one lets you travel 100 feet. Details on demand is also a way for you to reduce clutter and overload, because you only show that kind of display when the user points to a specific item and says, provide me that information. And then the concept of output is input, which was alluded to, not alluded to, was discussed in the scatter plot, or the Starfield display, where we also had the dynamic sliders, is that you interact with the display, it updates the control, you interact with the controls, it updates the display, they go back and forth, they immediately get updated as one or the other is being interacted with, and it limit or only make choices possible that are where there is data, that again reduces errors. So you avoid the user creating a request for which there's no data, and that might be very confusing to the user. So these are sort of to keep in mind that how these interaction techniques, what they provide as value to the user.